First of its kind in Africa, it was developed by a team comprising experts from Right to Care, Right ePharmacy, in collaboration with the Gauteng Department of Health. We now speak about how the system works to Fani Hendricks, who's Managing Director of Right ePharmacy. Fani, thank you for your time. I've seen pictures of this, and I know you did the official launch yesterday, but this has actually been running for a bit. So just how successful has it been proving in that sort of trial period before the official launch?
Hi, Stephen, and thanks for having us. It was a great day for us yesterday, and yes, we've been stress testing the technology over a period of time, and we are very positive. We've seen our first 5,000 patients, and at this stage, data and feedback is actually excellent, and we're very positive about what the future holds for us.
5,000 patients, and this is just in Alexandra. How extensive is the plan for this? I mean, the whole thing about one of these problems is, you know, people who do have health issues having to travel great distances. And as we know from ATMs, ATMs have taken banking to just about any corner. So how extensive is this rollout going to be?
So, you know, it's a pilot project, and it's made possible by the funding of US aid and Right to Care, and then also the German government. So, you know, currently you're looking, it's a new innovation, currently you're looking at an ATM, one ATM is just under 2 million rand. But then again, you know, it's the initial stage of the project, and, you know, the positive outcomes that we've seen is obviously patient-centric, but also facility-centric, you know. So suddenly we're starting to create capacity in the public healthcare space at facilities.
Yeah, look, I mean, 2 million rand does sound like a lot, but it's a lot cheaper than building a clinic locally as well and having somebody staff that. Because that's the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, I kind of picture in my mind these being much more widely available, because it's not as if people will pitch up there, and if the thing swallows their card, for instance, they can't get their drugs. There is interaction possible. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, so firstly, you know, every site has got some staff as well. So we've got a pharmacist on site and a pharmacy assistant available per site, and there's information desk, and that's available 7 days a week. But what makes the technology quite cool and innovative is the fact that there's an interactive screen that allows for telepharmacy, that the pharmacist got visuals of the patient, and the patient also got visuals of the pharmacist. So firstly, you know, it's not just only collecting, there's consultation happening at the site. If the patient doesn't have a card, or, you know, is not familiar with the technology, and, you know, there will be people on site. And even if they just interact on the telepharmacy side, the technology allows the pharmacist to remotely assess the patient, you know, and remotely actually add items to the prescription. You can actually allow for multi-month dispensing. You can add items. You can subtract items. So the technology is much wider than just a passive collection of medicine. You know, it actually drives adherence and consultation at the point of care.
A lot of us, and I'm like this myself, you wait until the tablets are finished and then you dash off to collect them. Clearly, if there's a problem with this unit, that could be problematic. But I gather from what you're telling me that there is a support structure built into it.
Absolutely. So firstly, when the system, the dispensing software, which is obviously in the public healthcare space a bit of a challenge currently, so we're actually starting to generate patient data so we can tell you which patient is not collecting. We ought to remind them with an SMS before, you know, when time is running short, and that will be followed up obviously with a call from a healthcare professional if you haven't collected. But let's say, for instance, there is some kind of a challenge at the facility or whatever, that, you know, there is people on site, and the patient won't go without drugs if there's people on site.
This is a pilot site. You say it's been reasonably successful. I mean, have there been sort of teething problems like that? I mean, the other thing, which, of course, could potentially be dangerous if it's supposed to give you four tablets, which are supposed to be, you know, one times a week for the month, depending on that, but it gets that wrong.
Yeah, so I think you know, if we measure it, what's currently available to public health patients, you know, I would like to say we're about 120% better. So firstly is, you know, every product's got a unique identifier, and when you scan the product, the LED lights on the loading system will actually tell you where to load it, and then when it dispenses, you know, it verifies against that unique item and then dispenses. So, you know, the margin of errors when it comes to dispensing is actually you know, it's world-class technology that we incorporated to minimize mistakes. So, I don't think we'll have that problem. I think, you know, if you need to quantify in the public health healthcare sector what the problems is and problematic dispensing, I think this is quite an improvement on that.
Fani Hendricks is Managing Director of Right ePharmacy. It's going to be really interesting to see how successful this is in the medium to long term and whether it does have a future to roll out much more widely, because it really could, I think, make people a lot healthier if they don't have to head off to hospitals and spend a long time in queues. Talking about collecting the drugs and pharmaceuticals for the chronic medical conditions like HIV, diabetes, tuberculosis, and the right. 23 minutes to 12. Let's move to